your morning? 8:38. Holy shit. 8:38 a.m. on Monday, July the 15th, 2024, here on a mostly cloudy morning east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I took a chance. The temperature was really too high, but without the sun beating down, I figured it wouldn't be too bad. The thing that I know, but I don't really factor in enough, is that altitude. The altitude effect of the sun. Somebody reminded me of it the other day. That here at almost 5,000 feet, 4,800 and change, the sun's rays are considerably harsher, considerably more potent. So what 74 and sunny is on the coast or even at 1,000 feet is a lot less than what it is here at 4,800. Morning. So 74 degrees, which would, under normal circumstances, be a fairly comfortable temperature. When you add in the solar gain, it's rough. It's rough in the sun. It's good in the shade, but it's rough in the sun. So those mornings where I say, oh no, it's already too late. It's already too late. The clear blue skies and 70 degrees is grim. And not something I do voluntarily. I wanted to get out this morning because I've missed the last 2 days. I missed Saturday, I missed Sunday. I need to walk. Trying to balance out comfort and convenience against mental and physical well-being. It feels like a tightrope sometimes. It's like, holy cow. I didn't realize it was going to be so much work to get old. I suppose it falls under the heading of, I'd like to be older. And so I need to do a few things to make sure that I have the best chance of being older. Which means sucking up a bit of discomfort. Taking a walk when I don't really want to. And not taking the walk when the conditions are such that they become significantly onerous. Still getting used to my hearing aids. The treble, the higher registers, the sibilance of various words that I have not been aware of in the past are are pretty intrusive. I still haven't quite gotten used to it. Car noise. God, the car noise. I'm unused to hearing tires hiss. There's a hiss in addition to the tread sound, or because the tread sound, or whatever. Tires hiss now. The engine sound is one thing, but the tires have a hissing component, which probably has always been there, and I just haven't been able to hear it for the last couple of decades. I'm still baking bread. I baked bread the other day. It didn't come out as good as I wanted. I went home, I think it was the last time I talked to you. I went home and the bread was still rising. I gave a little poke test. And the poke test said, yeah, we're ready, let's do this. So I fired up the oven and got it done. Got the baking done before 9 a.m., which is adequate, which is good. It's still, the house hasn't started to heat up yet. 45 minutes to an hour of the oven on first thing in the morning like that doesn't add a lot to the afternoon's heat load. But it doesn't quite, texture's off somehow. I'm not exactly sure how. It was mostly the whole wheat amendment, 20% whole wheat, which was mostly einkorn, with about 20 grams of regular King Arthur whole wheat thrown in, just to round it out, because I only had 175, 180 grams of einkorn left. And maybe the answer is, the einkorn really does make a big difference. Yeah. In terms of flavor profile, in terms of texture even. Or I just probably maybe needed to let it go another 20 minutes or something to get the final proof in, to give the yeast a little extra bit of time to work. I don't know. We'll see. We'll be going back to whole wheat, to King Arthur flour used strictly, and I'll move back up to 65% hydration. I almost said hydrology. I knew that was wrong. I go back up to 65% hydration and all King Arthur flours, 20% whole wheat, 80% King Arthur bread flour. Okay, where is this guy going? He's trying to make the turn, waiting for me. Come along, come along. And of course now the sun is burning off the clouds. And that extra heat is like a hammer. I'm hoping I'll have some heat, some shade on the eastern reach. I get down here and make the turn and start heading east. I hope there's going to be enough shade left. That I'm not walking directly into the sun. I mean, I'm stripped down to my polo shirt and blue jeans. I'm not wearing a lot of clothes. But coupled with the moderate exercise of walking 2 miles, that's quite a load. I'm still reading Sarah Painter. I'm in the book, I'm going to say book five. Trumpet flowers here this morning, looking trumpety. Apparently that's an invasive species, so once you get started, it's a bitch to get it shut off. Some variegated ivy cascading down over the fence. It's very pretty. It's very scenic. It's very picturesque. But apparently a lot like Virginia creeper. Once you get started, it's impossible to eradicate. To get my newsletter out. I assume it went overnight. I didn't look. In theory, it was scheduled to go at 12:05 this morning. Put it together last night. So it's up to the minute. Definitely not reading as much as I used to. The Fallout 4 has eaten my brain. Again. Oh, this doesn't look good. Making a turn east. That's a lot of sun. Oh my god. Alright, well. The only way out is through, so keep moving. I have my water. Oh, that's interesting. Japanese beetle trap. Haven't seen those in a while. It's got a little plastic bag hanging underneath it that's like, looks like it's got about 3 pounds of beetles in it. And of course I inhale the water instead of actually just swallowing it, but now that seems to happen a lot lately. A byproduct of cancer treatments. Or perhaps the cancer, I don't know. I blame the treatments because I wasn't having any trouble before, which isn't to say I wouldn't eventually. Come on up on it, get ready, sit with me. My post. Oh yeah, this is looking grim. And across the street, I think, is the other side of the street has a lot of mature trees. Really, really nicely shaped trees with tall trunks and spreading branches and, most importantly, shade. The ones on this side of the street are few and far between. And I don't really need the aggravation. So we'll cross the street. Blue Jay, tell us all about it. Temperature drops like 10 degrees. Summer never was my favorite season. Hasn't ever been. my favorite season. Well, that was nice of them to put that sign up right in front of that guy's weather station, so it's sheltering it from direct winds. The arbors. Hey. This is nice and shady here. I'll have to remember this. It's still too hot. I've got sweat running down my back. Which will be pretty chilly once I get back home into the house where it's a balmy 70. I put a fresh battery in my in-house thermometer and hydrometer to try to keep an eye on how cold it's getting in the cellar. It feels like it's 50 degrees down there. By the end of the afternoon, all of the cold air that the air conditioning unit is trying to use to cool the upstairs all-terrain landscaping. That's what I need. Need to get a consultant in to deal with the landscaping. If I do it this fall, that's the right time to plant shrubs and spring blooming bulbs. But yeah, it feels like it's 50, but some spot checks with my instant read oven thermometer said it was like 60, 68. And yet, why am I cold at 68 degrees? 68 degrees is not cold. Why do my fingers get frozen? Why do I need a lap robe at 68 degrees in order to keep my legs warm, in order to keep from shivering? It's ridiculous. Is it because I'm old? Is it because my blood isn't moving? I have some coronary calcification. Perhaps it's time I had that looked at a little more closely.
Morning.
Good morning. Guy walking his little dog. The wide-brimmed hat. His safari shorts with the calf-length socks. Mowing lawn. I'm not sure that this is that was a viable career choice back in Maine, but it certainly seems to be here. And part of the issue is that so many people are required to put in grass that should not belong, that should not grow here. A lot of the grasses that they have around are heavy water requirements. And ideally what we would have is buffalo grass or one of the shorter prairie grasses. It doesn't require quite as much water, doesn't require anywhere near as much water. Maybe clover, which actually provides its own shade to help keep the water in its roots. I should overseed. I should get some clover seeds. I should get some clover seed and spread it around on my lawn. just throw it down in a few places to try to see if I can get a better shade of grass growing. Ideally, I'd like to see it xeriscaped. We're spending way too much of water. We're spending way too much putting water on the soil and not water in us. That's unfortunately the story of the West. The West is going to have to adjust. We're going to have to stop planting Kentucky bluegrass. Stop spending 25 gallons a week on the lawn. I make fun of the neighbors. They've basically mulched their front yard, and they put in curved pavers and terraces and little fairy houses and tchotchkes and sculptures and busy. Holy shit, is it busy? Hey, there's a spiny white poppy looking white and spiny. Not spiny. I keep calling it spiny, but it's prickly. Few thistles blossoming out there too. I haven't seen a lot of thistles. I did notice that the milkweed has put out some pods, and I want to keep an eye on them for when they start popping open. So I'm going to steal a pod and put it in my backyard. I want to put some milkweed in so that we can help the pollinators. Even something small. One milkweed becomes two. Two become four. Before you know it, I've got milkweed. Yeah, that, jeez. When they sprayed this, they just gave it hell. The spiny white poppy here, the prickly white poppy here beside the path is looking really sad this morning. I'm almost back. Crab apples looking crabby. These big crab apples are pretty. They are really pretty trees. Very tall. Not very broad, but quite tall. They look really nice. My water has become warmed by the sun. Jesus. Oh my God. Anyway, look at me. I'm almost at the back gate. I've almost made it. Yeah, I did. I made it. Here I am. Whew. Yeah, might have been a mistake, but I got it done. And, well, you know, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.